huge show.
Yay.
It should come if you are like in the area.
I have never shown up. Actually, no, that's a lie. I've shown up to one in person to a mm-hmm. Jill show.
You should come.
I showed up to one in person with my parents and we loved it.
In my opinion, it's a lot like it hits harder live yes. than on the live stream, because sometimes the live stream, the sound quality just does not hit the
I've
spot.
I've watched the live streams.
Yeah.
I'm a big live stream girly. Yeah. Like, and also to note, I know I'm not as talented as Layla, but Tufts Dance Collective, Saturday night, 9 p.m.
The thing is, y'all don't need the promo to get a packed house. Like, that's so it's going to sell out in literally 1 second. As I'm going to be in that queue tomorrow morning.
As in me not getting burlesque tickets today, a little saddening.
I did get it, guys. I'm going for the first time. I'm super excited.
I'm
going
to be in the standby line on Monday. First one in line.
There you go. You got to get there like an hour early, like literally.
I got there 30 minutes and there was no one there.
Oh, okay. And you know what? People have poor time management skills and you don't even realize it until you're like, well, I need to get to this concert an hour early and there's no one there. And yeah. you're like, oh.
That was me when I went to Mitski this semester and it was a freaking seated concert with assigned seating. Like,
and it's like you'd really think that people would, I don't know, whatever. I always overestimate when I need to like show up to things mm-hmm. or get tickets or something. I'm shocked that I got burlesque tickets because I think like I realized a lot of people say, oh, you got to get in the queue at like 10 a.m. You got to get in the queue.
I got in at 9:45 and I still didn't get it.
No, like, that's exactly what I'm going to say, because I have a friend who got in at 10 a.m. also did not get any tickets, right? Guess what time I got in the queue?
10:30. 10:26.
Like it's not about what time you get in the queue. It's randomized. Promise. Like, yes. Swear to God, it's randomized.
Like, at this point, I also think I'm not having the best of luck with Cohen Auditorium, because I was at the tap show in Cohen yesterday, mm-hmm. lost the top case to my AirPods.
Oh, that's sad.
And I was, like, sitting there with the, like, tracker with my phone. I was, like...
trying to find it. You should, you could, like, maybe go back and look now that people aren't there.
That's true.
I don't know. Or they might have, like, some kind of lost and found.
It's better than, like, losing the whole thing.
No, it's totally fine. I've been... My AirPods have been caseless for like 2 weeks now because my old case was, you know, falling apart.
Yeah.
So, and it was this like actually ripping my clothes because it was like jagged. I was like, all right, maybe it's time for it to go.
But there you go. That's why I played These Words by Natasha Bedingfield. That's in my dance.
I'm obsessed. I'm super excited.
I was doing it to Layla as she was cueing the song.
It's true. I can't wait to see it. I've also never been to TDC. I never try to get the tickets because I know I'm going to get super stressed and anxious about like not getting it. So I'm just like, let me not even try. But this time, since we have the Jill show on Sunday, I'm trying mm-hmm. to like keep it, you know, have a quiet Saturday night. So I'm like, yeah. This would be perfect. Just yep. go to a little show. Go to bed early. It could be great.
Yep. Free dinner and show. Like.
Yeah, right? I'm like, let's do it. But yeah, up next we have a more recent song that came out, I think, in 2022. I don't know why I'm guessing right now, but it's a fire track. Yes. It's Lost in Translation by The Neighborhood, and less of a guilty pleasure, more of just a great yeah. tune.
It's the song that brings us together on Spotify, according to our blend.
Very true. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, enjoy.
All it takes is one flight. We'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline, seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea, and I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I could feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you thinking right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind. Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost. From Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. I can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight, baby? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. And I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.
Everyone else, you're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool.
it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me what is
Well, well, well.
Well.
You just listened to Paper Planes by MIA.
I forgot that song existed for a while, and then I was like, banger.
And we're like, wait a second. It's fire.
MIA honestly kind of cooked a lot of songs. Like, Bad Girls.
Yeah, she cooked a lot of songs. That song in Slumdog Millionaire, if you've seen, if you haven't seen,
yes,
you should watch. Have you seen that part where they're like making, they're like selling a bunch of stuff, they're like hustling, whatever,
yes,
and they're playing that song, it's like perfect.
One of my favorite songs actually from like movie soundtracks is Jai Ho from Slumdog Millionaire.
My god, that song is so good.
With the Pussycat Dolls.
Didn't it like win a Grammy for best song in a,
who knows? Who knows?
I'll look it up another time. I mean, that movie won Best Picture, so slayed movie.
That was like, I don't know, for some reason it was always played at my grandparents' house.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, iconic. Then, speaking of that, Dev Patel released a new movie and I need to go see it. Like this week. It's okay. Called Monkey Man. And it's like a retelling of like a specific Hindu myth.
Uh-huh.
Seems super good. I've heard great things, so I need to go.
Uh-huh. I've heard of it, but I like don't really know the premise.
Yeah. I think I'm just gonna go. I think it's like action-y. It takes place in India too, which is really cool.
Okay, cool.
So I will be seeing it. Cool. I don't know. I haven't been watching a ton of like movies or TV lately.
Me neither.
Because of just like school.
I've been rewatching, and this is gonna be a little bit of a red flag, but I've been rewatching 13 Reasons Why.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I know what you're going to say.
Interesting
but then,
take.
But it's like, the thing is, the last time I watched it was when I was like 13 or whenever it came out, 2017. Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
13.
I was like
And like, I had no sort of like concept of like what was actually happening.
No, I get that.
And so now I'm watching it as like a 20-year-old college student. And now I'm like, what am I watching?
How
like,
do you feel about it?
I think it's more kind of like sickening that like I like digested all of that as a 13-year-old, but also I didn't understand what actually was happening
right
in that show.
It's so intense, right?
Yeah. And as a 20-year-old, I'm like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
at the time we were like, haha, we're watching this adult TV show.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is an adult TV show, like here we are, like PG-13. I think it's TV-13, but
yeah,
I was like,
should be more though. I feel like it's only PG-13 because of that one scene that they removed, which
they removed it.
Trigger warning.
I talked about that in my seminar actually.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's insane.
But
that's insane.
But it's like now as like a 20-year-old college student and I'm watching it, it's just like I'm seeing all these things that I clearly did not see when I was a 13-year-old who had no idea what was like any sort of
concept. Like, how were we supposed to know
exactly
what that was? Anyway, crazy.
I know.
I need to watch like One Day and all that stuff that like was blowing up. Or is it One Day? Or there's some, it was like people say it's really sad, but anyway, I need to watch it.
I know there's a lot of like social experiments like on like releasing now, like, you know, my spring break watch was what's it called, Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
That was my spring break watch and I thought it was the stupidest show ever. I'm
all
so
of those
sorry.
Reality shows, like, honestly, I watched the entirety of the last Bachelor season and like
come on.
And also, it wasn't even that like usually there's like big drama, but mm-hmm. I honestly felt like the drama was super like superficial and I don't think anyone actually cared about it. You know what I mean?
Did you see that the Golden Bachelor couple
that broke up after like a month?
Yeah, because they couldn't settle down together. Like,
yeah, which everyone saw coming. Well, I didn't watch the season. Had I watched it, I would have seen it coming. But I heard that everyone saw it coming because they live in like completely across the nation from each other. And because they're adults, they have like adult children. It's like you're not going to move away from your entire family for this person,
like,
you know?
You are in your 70s.
Right, like, it's not like being 20, like, oh, I'll start my career where you are, that's okay. Like, I can job hunt there. It's like, no, I'm retired. Like, I've fully settled my entire life here. Like, I cannot leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty
also,
ridiculous.
Another, in the tune of divorce, did you see that Gypsy Rose
divorce? Yes, which also saw that coming. Like, what? Yeah.
Like, how do you get married while you're
in prison? It's not going to work out. Like, that's just not
like,
indicative
of real
life.
He was sending you fan mail, and that's how you're like, I'm in love with him? I'm sorry. There's something in that story that doesn't make sense.
No,
like,
yeah. It's not cute. It's not good. Crazy pants, though. I mean, also just the fact that, like, that's someone who, like, I wish she could figure it out outside of, like,
yeah, I think
the
she's,
public arena.
I think she's, like, going into her more private life now.
Yeah.
Because she, like, took out her TikTok and, like, some other form of social media. Mm-hmm. So I think she's like sort of entering that sort of like private mode now, that like now that she had her like what PR stunt, like mm-hmm. now she's like, okay, now it's time to
back
find
off.
who I am.
Yeah,
that's not Gypsy Rose is free, like
right that's not like a joke, like an internet like laugh, you know.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, I'm taking an incarceration class right now, and mm-hmm. like the psychological effects of prison, like
yeah, like, to jump right into the public eye is like unreal.
Exactly. So it's like I sort of see where she's coming from and like her entering this private life, because it's like she still needs to digest everything that's happened to her over the past what 10 years she was in prison.
Like, I mean, more than that, because it's like the entirety of her life has been like the most traumatic thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Correct. Yeah,
so it's like, oh my god, like straight to therapy, like
yeah, like
whoa.
And the fact that she was just like released into the public eye the second she stepped foot out of that prison, I feel bad for her. I'm sorry.
No, me too, completely. But yeah, I don't know, very interesting. Definitely saw that one coming though.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, next up we've got Millionaire by Kellis featuring Andre 3000 of Outkast fame.
Is that Milkshake, all the girl who sings Milkshake as well?
No, it is not. Oh, is it actually?
Because I saw the album cover and I was like, that is definitely Milkshake.
No, you could definitely be right. That I'm trying to look, but nothing's loading. So
it's okay.
Sorry, it's all right, guys. But I believe you. It's a great song. Actually, my roommate Tessa started playing this a ton and got me really into it. So
Hi Tessa.
I don't know if she's listening right now. She's on a call. She cannot be listening right now. But I'll tell her we shouted her out.
Okay.
But yeah, enjoy Millionaire. And enjoy. We'll see you soon. She said, him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky.
You got glitches. If you got glitches in your life computer, turn it off and then reboot her. Now you back on. Can't just put the cap on the old bottle. Once you pop it, that'll spoil it. Gone and drink it and enjoy it. Oh, mama, I'm a millionaire.
my body.
Yeah, anyway, love that song. That was Be All Right by Ariana Grande. We were having a little discourse here on her latest release, Eternal Sunshine.
I loved Yes And. I feel like I really didn't listen to the rest of it.
That's so fair. I, like, on first listen, I was like, okay, seems a little bit slow for me. Like, I really like her, like, more fun, poppy tunes, like what we just listened to. Yeah. But I will say, really grew on me. I really like mm-hmm. it now. I especially like Supernatural by, like, the more, like, fun, upbeat, but, like, still lo-fi, mm-hmm. you know, songs.
Dangerous Woman is a very good album, I will say.
It is. Like, but I forever will say Ariana Grande is awesome. Like, she's a great musical artist. She can sing. Like, the girl can sing. Her songs are really catchy, and I like that she doesn't pretend to be an artist that she's not. You know what I mean?
I'm so in you.
Yeah, like, it's so good. Someone who, like, I know some people love her. Some people I've heard, like, at least my friends don't love her. Yeah. I love Sabrina Carpenter. Yes. Can I say, I think mm-hmm. that she's doing, like, the same thing. Not the same thing, but, like, the same pop star trajectory as Ariana Grande. And I mm-hmm. really love it because I love when people, like, do pop. Like, it's good. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to be indie. You don't need to do all that stuff. You can wear the cute dress and, like, have the cute little dance routine. Like, I love it. And it's so good.
I feel like with them too as well, it's like you're not associating that a lot with, like, the corporate pop scene.
Yeah,
like, who I associate with the corporate pop scene is, like, Lizzo.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But, like, what they're doing is, like, you're out with your friends and you're having a good time
kind yeah of you can listen, like, to it, and it doesn't feel like it was, like, literally created in a lab, but it's still, like, fun pop.
Yeah,
just, like, enjoyable.
Exactly. And another good example is I love Ariana Grande's Sweetener album.
So good.
That's
so
such
good.
A good album.
Yeah, I love them. I love it. I also just love, like, an artist who, like, really has a brand. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. like sticks to that brand, like that high pony.
I feel
know?
Like she's like done away, but then hasn't, but has, but hasn't. But
I haven't. Mean, she has the high pony on the cover.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never really gonna leave because she understands it's her brand. I yeah. can't wait for Wicked.
Oh, I was
the
just
movie
about to mention that.
To
I was
come
just
out.
About to mention that.
I'm so, so excited because, like I said, I think she's so vocally talented, mm-hmm. and that I really think she's gonna pull it off. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just, oh, we're going to put this celebrity in this role, like, but she can't really, she doesn't have the vocal chops to sing this
she
musical
does.
Theater. Like, she does. She does.
Her.
It's going to be so good.
She's
and
her.
I really, really can't wait. When is that coming out?
Like, I would say end of the year, probably.
Yeah, like,
I think
not
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I want to say Thanksgiving.
I think you're right. And I will be seeing it in theaters.
I will.
Immediately.
That's me.
So, really cannot wait for that.
Defying Gravity. I could belt it out right now. I'm not as musically talented as Layla. So
this is your platform, girl. Captive audience. Like, we can just sing it out. Yeah. Can you imagine if we got on the show and we just started, like, singing?
Like,
that was it. Like, no music. It was just us singing.
Sing covers of our songs.
They'd kick us off. Like, that would just not be good. Wouldn't be a good look.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Love Don't Cost a Thing by J-Lo.
But we do have something to say.
Facts.
Before we sang that song.
Yeah, take it away.
If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. Perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household.
There you go.
To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's great information for, like, my community health papers.
Well, there you go.
Obesity. Like,
there you go.
That's how you solve obesity, is by making
growing your you know, fruits and vegetables. Actually, perfect
education.
Time for that too, now that it's warming up. Maybe I'll like get into gardening this summer, who knows.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have some time on my hands. I like want to really commit myself to something, like to getting really good at something that haven't done before.
Yes.
So I don't know what that will be.
I feel like for me it's gonna be that getting my DJ controller back,
because
it's currently not in my possession right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And
really getting into that.
Yeah, because I was talking about it last week and I was like impressing people.
Okay,
they're like, oh, you do that? And I was like, yeah, but it's not in my possession right now, but I'm hoping.
Wait, you should totally get into that and then you could spin some tracks on air. Would be so awesome.
That's intimidating.
Yeah, kind of scary, but you should do that. That would be really cool.
TBT is when I tried in the fall, and I was like, I'm not going to disclose what I ended up doing with it, but in case people are hearing, but I stopped.
And that is okay. And that's okay. We're going to get back into it.
Yep.
So you might catch me gardening. You might catch Sam headlining Coachella. I don't know.
Coachella.
Get into some stuff.
Oh my God.
But in the meantime,
yep.
We're going to play this J-Lo song. And we'll be back in a few.
Looking for them girls. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby. Now let me hear you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, girl, you better have your hair weave strapped on tight. 'Cause once we get going, we're rolling, we'll cha-cha till the morning. So just say alright,
alright.
If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home. If you get it naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching everywhere, and now here you are. Oh, chunky, looking for them girls with the big old hoops. Drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm tryna recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby.
Say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold. And I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes, and I've been seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. Even got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun.
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one.
Since we talked last, and I'm trying hard not to talk fast, but dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long, but I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got her very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, and I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor, she'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like,
she's the only one I got. And not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot.
got a smile that'll make the most see. Now the annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10. And now she's even got her own song.
We're moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard. And we can be on the phone for 3 hours.
Not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like you.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one.
Hello? Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's poppin'. It's poppin'.
Okay.
It's poppin'.
Yeah.
It's poppin'.
I gotta ask him. Cause if I don't,
it's poppin'.
I don't
poppin'.
Know.
It's poppin'.
Let's
it's
go.
Poppin'.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me at the school.
Mac,
L'Oreal, yep, cause I'm worth it. Oh, the way I put it on so perfect. Wipe the corners of my mouth so I work it. When I walk down the hallway, they can't say nothing. Oh, 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 my lips so luscious. The way I spice it up with the Mac brushes. L'Oreal got them watermelon crushes. That's probably the reason all these boys got crushes.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me at the school.
When it's time for lunch, my lips still rock. Lil Mama Melon with the hot pink top. Cherry, vanilla, flavors is a virtue. They loving lip gloss universal. The boys really like it. The girls don't speak. They rolling their eyes, they lip gloss cheap. It ain't my fault, but I could upgrade. Just show you how to use nice things with nice flavors. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me at the school.
Cause my lip gloss is popping. It's popping. It's popping. It's popping.
I stepped in the office like, yes, Miss McClarson. She like, girl, ran out of my lip glossing. Write down where you get yours from. Cause I must admit, that bubble gum is popping. It's popping. It's popping. She ain't fronting. And I've been loving it.
Keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me at the school.
Boom boom.
Yup.
Boom boom.
Boom. Boom. Lip Gloss by Lil Mama.
That song. Shout out to Tuff's Tap. Y'all ate with the performance yesterday. Specifically, mm-hmm. when y'all put on lip gloss, me and my friend were sitting there. We made your rager our rager.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love it.
I
party at Tuff's Tap.
It was a party for me.
The amount of on-campus shows lately, it's been awesome. It's been overwhelming, though. I'm oh my God, they're constantly overlapping. There were three on Friday that I wanted to see every single one of them and knew someone in every one of them. And I was like, oh my God.
I wanted to see Pippin, but I just didn't have
the time. Too. Literally me too. I couldn't go. And I was like, are you kidding me? I had tickets as well. It was jail. I really wanted to go, but I could not make it. So that was sad. Yep.
Yeah.
Went to the Bub show on Friday, you know. I love that. Had to do it. It was great.
I love that.
Then we got our show this weekend. We got TDC, we got Burlesque. It's like over and over and over again.
Burlesque is a trigger warning for me because I did not get the tickets.
Yeah. And you know what? That's okay.
I'm just gonna be that first person that standby line. I'm like, I'm ready, guys.
And you'll get in. Because so many people buy, like, both days or trade for a day or can't go or whatever, so.
No, my friend did standby last year and got in immediately.
Yeah, it'll be so fun.
I texted her today. I was like, so you got in, right? She's like, yes. She was like, there's no line. So.
So, bang. There you go.
Promising.
Well, we're nearing the end of our little show here. I don't have that much to say. We only have one of these left, guys.
I know.
So, please tune in next week. If you want to support us in our last show, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to be coming straight from my last class of this entire semester.
Me too.
So, you know, we'll be in a weird mood. Hopefully, I foresee us playing something lit.
I feel like the thing is, like, since we only have oh so many shows left, like, we have to put all of our energy into it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to be great. Maybe it'll be like a greatest hits moment.
Like, that's sort of where my head is with this show now, because I'm like, okay, we only have, like, two more times we, like...
It has to be the best
set. ...sit in the studio together. I'm like, this has to be the best shows we've ever put on.
Yeah, 100%. So, that's crazy.
Where my head is at with it. I don't know if that's what you're thinking as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, super crazy that we're nearing the end. But, with that, we're gonna... this song needs no introduction. I'm not even gonna tell you. You're gonna know instantly what this song is.
I think I forgot... Oh, I know what it is.
You know what it is. And you'll...
This was my resurgence.
It was. All right. Well, this has been awesome. This is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We had so much fun today.
We had a great time. And I hope you join us next week for our last show. Have an awesome rest of your Monday, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor. In my ride. Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly. Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6. Now I'm feeling so fly. Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6. Now I'm feeling so fly. Like a G6.
Give me that moment. Ladies love my style. At my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping. We get that dripping, that drop out. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop.
Hell yeah. Drink it up. Drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk. Acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk.
Bottles in the eye.
I'ma make it big. Girl, I keep it gangsters. Popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live. Every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly.
Like a G.
your hands up. Make you put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about tossing me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.